Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. If you had to guess, and hadn't looked at this episode's title, what would you think the oldest known surgical procedure might be? Maybe a cesarean section, amputation, appendectomy? It might sound strange, but the surgery that humans have been trying their hand at since Neolithic times is trepanation, or trepanning, the practice of drilling a hole in the skull to treat health problems related to intracranial diseases, to release pressure from a head injury, or to provide an escape hatch for evil spirits. Now, you might think that having a caveman cut a hole in your head would be a bad idea, and that's understandable. But it appears to have been a pretty popular treatment all the same. For the article this episode is based on, How Stuff Works spoke via email with Dr. Miguel Faria, a medical historian and retired professor of neurosurgery in the Mercer University School of Medicine in Macon, Georgia. He said, more than 1,500 trepanned skulls have been found throughout the globe, from Europe and Scandinavia to North Africa, and from Russia and China to North and South America, particularly in Peru. Perhaps the greatest concentrations are found in the Eurasian landmass and South America. So, yeah, it was widespread. If you take all the skulls that we have from the late Neolithic period, but that's about 4,000 to 12,000 years ago, collected from all over the globe, between 5 and 10% of them have a hole in them that was made while the person was still alive. These skulls most commonly belong to men, but women and children weren't excluded from the procedure. The holes were definitely purposeful, and sometimes the owners of these skulls seemed to have survived the procedure, at least for a while. The big question is, why? According to Faria, although we can't see into the minds of primitive medical practitioners, trepanation seems to have been a go-to remedy for a variety of maladies, perhaps by shamans in order to cure or alter behaviors or mental illness. Some historians have suggested cranial surgery may have been performed on important members of society or hunting groups in order to resuscitate them during a grave illness or after sustaining a wound. The ancient Roman medical practitioner Hippocrates, and later Galen, wrote about trepanation as a means of removing damaged tissue and elevating depressed skull fractures, but reasonably cautioned against penetrating the thick membrane that encases the brain, or the brain itself, As they noted, it resulted in serious complications, such as infection, seizures, and often death. Faria explained, "The Romans used instruments called terebri that resembled the more primitive tumis of the Incas. The terebra, in turn, was the forerunner of the modern burr hole manual drill. During the Middle Ages and the Renaissance, trepanation was performed not only for skull fractures, but also for madness and epilepsy. A famous painting by Hieronymus Bosch depicts the extraction of the Stone of Madness." In the European medical tradition, trepanation was mostly practiced in the treatment of epilepsy and mental health issues, like mania and melancholy. One surgical text from the 1200s recommended trepanation for epilepsy so that, quote, "the humors and air may go out and evaporate." The humors being the leading medical theory of the time and place, which stated that four bodily fluids representing four elements or temperaments ruled over our well-being. By the 1600s, trepanation was beginning to be viewed by the medical community as a last resort, though it remained a go-to for treating head wounds through the 1800s. The procedure may have been the most popular and successful in what's now Peru between the 1300s and 1500s, used for treating skull fractures in the Inca Empire, which outfitted its soldiers primarily with bashing-type weapons. The survival rate for trepanation reached over 70%. The history of trepanation is long and sometimes questionable, but it's important to note that doctors do still practice it today for a variety of different ailments, though they don't call it trepanation anymore. That's a term used by medical historians. These days, burr holes are made in the skull in order to biopsy brain tissue or diagnose brain lesions, treat skull fractures, remove brain tumors, or clip cerebral aneurysms. But when the hole is enlarged, it's called a craniotomy. Today's episode is based on the article, "You Need It Like a Hole in the Head, The Ancient Medical Art of Trepanation," on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Jesselyn Shields. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.